Sorry, a form of devotion, maybe a misguided one, but we're going to read every word of the Tipitaka. That's the mission. Here we go. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 293. So ending with a 3. That means we're reading the Tipitaka today. So this is Tipitaka part 191. If you'd like to start with Tipitaka part 1 or to just surf the Tipitaka playlist here on Buddhist Books Podcast, you can click right there. That'll take you to the playlist. Hope everybody's doing well. So this is Mahavagga 9 part 4. And we'll see how it goes. If you'd like to start at the beginning of the Mahavagga, you can click right there for the Mahavagga playlist. All right, we're getting toward the end of this book. Book 4, the one that's missing in the bookshelf. Okay. Picking up right where we left off last time. Then the Venerable Upali approached the Lord. Having approached, having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, the Venerable Upali spoke thus to the Lord, quote, "Does an order, Lord, that is complete, carry out a formal act that should be carried out in the presence of an accused monk if he is absent? Lord, is that a legally valid formal act? Is it a disciplinarily valid formal act?" End quote. Quote, this is the Lord replying, "This, Upali, is not a legally valid formal act. It is not a disciplinarily valid formal act." End quote. Quote, Upali, presumably, asks, "Does an order, Lord, that is complete, carry out a formal act that should be carried out by the interrogation of an accused monk, if there is no interrogation? Does it carry out a formal act that should be carried out on the acknowledgement of an accused monk, if there is no acknowledgement? Does it give a verdict of past insanity to one who merits a verdict of innocence? Does it carry out a formal act for specific depravity against one who merits a verdict of past insanity? Does it carry out a formal act of censure against one who merits a formal act for specific depravity? Does it carry out a formal act of placing under guidance for one who merits a formal act of censure? Does it carry out a formal act of banishment against one who merits a formal act of placing under guidance? Does it carry out a formal act of reconciliation for one who merits a formal act of banishment? Does it carry out a formal act of suspension against one who merits a formal act of reconciliation? Does it grant probation to one who merits a formal act of suspension? Does it send back to the beginning one who merits probation? Does it inflict manatta on one who merits being sent back to the beginning? Does it rehabilitate one who merits manatta? Does it ordain one who merits rehabilitation? Is this a legally valid formal act, Lord? Is it a disciplinarily valid formal act?" End quote. I'm going to take a guess here. No. Let's see what Lord Buddha says. Quote, this, Upali, is not a legally valid formal act. It is not a disciplinarily valid formal act. Whatever order, Upali, that is complete, carries out a formal act that should be carried out in the presence of an accused monk. If he is absent, it thus comes to be Upali, not a legally valid formal act, not a disciplinarily valid formal act, and thus the order comes to be one that goes too far. Whatever order, Upali, that is complete, carries out a formal act which should be carried out on the interrogation of an accused monk. If there is no interrogation, three dots. Thank you, Polytext Society. I'm curious to see what that's going to look like now that we're vertically... What is that? It's called portrait orientation, isn't it? Carries out a formal act which should be carried out with the acknowledgement of an accused monk. If there is no acknowledgement, three dots. Ordains one meriting rehabilitation. It thus comes to be Upali, not a legally valid formal act. Not a disciplinarily valid formal act. And thus the order comes to be one that goes too far. End quote. Quote, if, Lord, an order that is complete carries out a formal act that should be carried out in the presence of an accused monk when he is present, is this, Lord, a legally valid formal act? Is it a disciplinarily valid formal act? End quote. Quote, this, Upali, is a legally valid formal act. It is a disciplinarily valid formal act. End quote. Quote, if, Lord, an order that is complete carries out a formal act that should be carried out on the interrogation of an accused monk when there is an interrogation, if it carries out a formal act that should be carried out on the acknowledgement of an accused monk when there is his acknowledgement, if it gives a verdict of innocence to one who merits a verdict of innocence, three dots. If it rehabilitates one who merits rehabilitation, if it ordains one who merits ordination, is this, Lord, a legally valid formal act? Is it a disciplinarily valid formal act? End quote. I'm going to take a guess. Yes. Quote, this, Upali, is a legally valid formal act. It is a disciplinarily valid formal act. Whatever order, Upali, that is complete, carries out a formal act that should be carried out in the presence of an accused monk when he is present. It thus comes to be, Upali, a legally valid formal act, a disciplinarily valid formal act. And thus the order comes to be one that does not go too far. Whatever order, Upali, that is complete, carries out a formal act that should be carried out on the interrogation of an accused monk when there is interrogation, three dots, ordains one meriting ordination, it thus comes to be, Upali, a legally valid formal act, a disciplinarily valid formal act, and thus the order comes to be one that does not go too far. End quote. Quote, if, Lord, an order that is complete gives a verdict of past insanity to one meriting a verdict of innocence, gives a verdict of innocence to one meriting a verdict of past insanity, is this, Lord, a legally valid formal act? Is it a disciplinarily valid formal act? End quote. Quote, this, Upali, is not a legally valid formal act. It is not a disciplinarily valid formal act. End quote. Quote, if, Lord, an order that is complete carries out a formal act for a specific depravity against one meriting a verdict of past insanity, if it gives a verdict of past insanity to one meriting a formal act for specific depravity, if it carries out a formal act of censure against one meriting a formal act for specific depravity, if it carries out a formal act for specific depravity against one meriting a formal act of censure, if it carries out a formal act of placing under guidance against one meriting a formal act of censure, if it carries out a formal act of censure against one meriting a formal act of placing under guidance, if it carries out a formal act of banishment against one meriting a formal act of placing under guidance, if it carries out a formal act of placing under guidance against one meriting a formal act of banishment, if it carries out a formal act of reconciliation against one meriting a formal act of banishment, if it carries out a formal act of reconciliation, if it carries out a formal act of suspension against one meriting a formal act of reconciliation, if it carries out a formal act of reconciliation against one meriting a formal act of suspension, if it grants probation to one meriting a formal act of suspension, if it carries out a formal act of suspension against one meriting probation, if it sends back to the beginning one meriting probation, if it grants probation to one meriting being sent back to the beginning, if it inflicts manata on one meriting being sent back to the beginning, if it sends back to the beginning one meriting manata, if it rehabilitates one meriting manata, if it inflicts manata on one meriting rehabilitation, if it ordains one meriting rehabilitation, if it rehabilitates one meriting ordination, is that, Lord, a legally valid formal act? Is it a disciplinarily valid formal act? End quote. I have to wonder where all this is going. Is it going someplace? Because what it's basically saying is if all the monks in a community determine that a person merits one thing when really they should be determining that they merit another thing, then it's not a valid formal act. It's the equivalent of saying if a person is accused of, let's say, theft, and they go to court, and the judge and the jury and everybody, they stamp the gavel and they say, you are found guilty of theft, go to jail, that it's not legally valid. But if the guy's in jail and the paperwork says he's guilty, isn't that the definition of legally valid? So if it's not legally valid, then it can be overturned, it can be brought back up. But then there's strict rules about bringing things back up that have already been settled. But I guess that would only apply to things that are valid, that are settled. I think there in the past there's been issues of people bringing things up for discussion that have already been settled that are legally valid. But if somebody brings something up that's already been settled that wasn't legally valid, then is that okay? And if not, then what's the point of this entire conversation, right? So maybe this is going toward establishing a precedent of revisiting, conclusions that have made. I think earlier in this same Mahavagga 9, there was that case where, or maybe it was Mahavagga 8 or something like that, where someone was kicked out and Lord Buddha found out about it and he said, no, that wasn't legally valid. You haven't been kicked out. So let's see where it goes. Quote, this upali is not a legally valid formal act. It is not a disciplinarily valid formal act. Whatever order, upali, that is complete gives a verdict of past insanity to one meriting a verdict of innocence, gives a verdict of innocence to one meriting a verdict of past insanity. It comes to be, upali, not a legally valid formal act, not a disciplinarily valid formal act. and thus the order comes to be one that goes too far. Whatever order, Upali, that is complete, carries out a formal act for specific depravity against one meriting a verdict of past insanity, three dots, that rehabilitates one meriting ordination, it thus comes to be, Upali, not a legally valid formal act, not a disciplinarily valid formal act, and thus the order comes to be one that goes too far. End quote. Quote, if Lord, an order that is complete gives a verdict of innocence to one meriting a verdict of innocence, if it gives a verdict of past insanity to one meriting a verdict of past insanity, is this, Lord, a legally valid formal act? Is it a disciplinarily valid formal act? End quote. Quote, this Upali is a legally valid formal act. It is a disciplinarily valid formal act. End quote. Quote, if, Lord, an order that is complete gives a verdict of past insanity to one meriting a verdict of past insanity, if it gives out a formal act for a specific depravity against one meriting a formal act for specific depravity, three dots, if it rehabilitates one meriting rehabilitation, if it ordains one meriting ordination, is this, Lord, a legally valid formal act? Is it a disciplinarily valid formal act? End quote. Quote, this, Upali, is a legally valid formal act. It is a disciplinarily valid formal act. I think one thing we've learned is that Lord Buddha has a great deal of patience, and the Venerable Upali asks a lot of questions. I forget why we made him Baby Kermit, but it fits today. Whatever order, Upali, that is complete gives a verdict of innocence to one meriting a verdict of innocence, gives a verdict of past insanity to one meriting a verdict of past insanity, it thus comes to be, Upali, a valid formal act, a disciplinarily valid formal act. And thus the order comes to be one that does not go too far. Whatever order, Upali, that is complete, gives a verdict of past insanity to one meriting a verdict of past insanity, three dots, ordains one meriting ordination, it thus comes to be, Upali, a legally valid formal act, a disciplinarily valid formal act, and thus the order comes to be one that does not go too far. Then the Lord addressed the monks, saying, quote, whatever order, monks, that is complete, gives a verdict of past insanity to one meriting a verdict of innocence, it thus comes to be, monks, not a legally valid formal act, not a disciplinarily valid formal act, and thus the order comes to be one that goes too far. Whatever order, monks, that is complete, carries out a formal act for specific depravity against one meriting a verdict of innocence, carries out a formal act of censure against one meriting a verdict of innocence, three dots, ordains one meriting a verdict of innocence, it thus comes to be, monks, not a legally valid formal act, not a disciplinarily valid formal act, and thus the order comes to be one that goes too far. Whatever order, monks, that is complete, carries out a formal act for specific depravity against one meriting a verdict of past insanity, three dots, carries out a formal act of censure, three dots, ordains one meriting a verdict of past insanity, gives a verdict of innocence to one meriting a verdict of past insanity, it thus comes to be, monks, not a legally valid formal act, not a disciplinarily valid formal act, and thus the order comes to be one that goes too far. I have a question. The one example that it gave, if a monk is ordained, that means to become a monk, right? So if they're innocent, then what? Okay, they should be given a verdict of innocence. So if the question is he innocent or not, and they accidentally perform an ordination instead of giving him a verdict of being innocent, Okay, well, that's a clumsy, careless mistake, but I don't think that a monk being innocent should prohibit him being ordained. And if he's a monk, hasn't he already been ordained? I'm a little confused about it. Yeah, just a little. But it's okay. It's not too big of a deal. Yeah, whatever order monks that is complete, carries out a formal act of censure against one meriting a formal act for specific depravity, three dots, rehabilitates one meriting ordination. It thus comes to be, monks, not a legally valid formal act, not a disciplinarily valid formal act, and thus the order comes to be one that goes too far. The second portion for repeating, that on Upali's questions. Thank you, Upali. Thank you. Okay, and you know, remember they put the title at the end. Okay, we'll read a little more, otherwise this episode will be very short. Quote, "This is a case, monks, where a monk is a maker of strife, a maker of dispute, a maker of contention, a maker of brawls, a maker of legal questions in an order. Then it occurs to monks, quote within quotes, this monk, your reverences, is a maker of strife, three dots, a maker of legal questions in the order." This seems like it can come up that a monk is like too often too sue happy, too legislative minded, or too, you know what I mean, like always, and maybe wrongfully. I mean, that'd be the key, right? If a monk like 3-4 times is wanting to bring things to a formal meeting and it turns out like he's making it up, like, okay, that's a problem. But if a monk is one who has the law thoroughly memorized and notices legitimate issues and brings them up, is that different from this? I mean, I would assume, right? So anyway, but it's interesting that these things were written down and recited and formulated the basis for the legal process of the original Sangha, isn't it? I guess. Well, anyway, we're reading it, so that's what we're doing. It's a form of devotion, maybe a misguided one, but we're going to read every word of the Tipitaka. That's the mission. Here we go. Yes. Come, let us carry out a formal act of censure against him, against the monk who's carrying out too many formal acts of censure. All right. And quote within quotes, and they carry out a formal act of censure against him, not by rule in an incomplete assembly. Let me guess, this isn't good if it's not by rule in an incomplete assembly. He goes from that residence to another residence. It occurs to the monks there, quote within quotes, a formal act of censure, your reverences, was carried out against this monk, not by rule in an incomplete assembly. Come, let us carry out a formal act of censure against him, end quote within quotes, and they carry out a formal act of censure against him, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. He then goes from that residence to another residence. It occurs to the monks there, quote within quotes, a formal act of censure, your reverences, was carried out against this monk, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. Come, let us carry out a formal act of censure against him, end quote within quotes, and they carry out a formal act of censure against him by rule, in an incomplete assembly. He goes from that residence to another residence. It occurs to the monks there, quote within quotes, a formal act of censure, your reverences, was carried out against this monk by rule in an incomplete assembly. Come, let us carry out a formal act of censure against him, end quote within quotes, and they carry out a formal act of censure against him by what has the appearance of rule, which implies that it's not by rule, it just has the appearance. And they did go over that, and it wasn't really clear the difference between being by rule and having the appearance of being by rule. But good thing we don't have to worry about it too much, right? Just keep moving. In an incomplete assembly, he goes from that residence to another residence. It occurs to the monks there, quote unquote, a formal act of censure, your reverences, was carried out against this monk by what has the appearance of rule in an incomplete assembly. Come, let us carry out a formal act of censure against him, end quote, within quotes. And they carry out a formal act of censure against him by what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly. Is that the end? What happens, Lord? That didn't end. That was like a story that doesn't have an end. It just was a string of things that happened, but no conclusion and nothing said about it. Wow, it's like the Twilight Zone. I'll keep reading. Maybe it'll come around to something eventually. This is a case, monks, where a monk is a maker of strife, three dots, a maker of legal questions in an order. It then occurs to monks, quote, in quotes, this monk, your reverences, is a maker of strife, three dots, a maker of legal questions in the order. Come, let us carry out a formal act of censure against him, end quote, within quotes. And they carry out a formal act of censure against him, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. He goes from that residence to another residence. It occurs to the monks there, quote, in quotes, a formal act of censure, your reverences, was carried out against this monk, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. Come, let us carry out a formal act of censure against him, end quote, within quotes. And they carry out a formal act of censure against him by rule in an incomplete assembly. He then goes from that residence, three dots. They carry out a formal act of censure against him by what has the appearance of rule in an incomplete assembly. He then goes from that residence, three dots. They carry out a formal act of censure against him by what has the appearance of rule in an complete assembly. He then goes from that residence, three dots. They carry out a formal act of censure against him, not by rule in an incomplete assembly. And there we go again, where that's the end of the story. So it's just, yeah. Fred went to one town and had a soda, and it wasn't very good. And he went to another town and had a soda, and it wasn't very good in a different way. And then he went to another town and had a soda, and it wasn't very good in a different way. That's the end of the story. Do you think that Netflix would pick that up and give it a multi-million-dollar budget to film that story? Neither do I. Continuing. This is a case, monks, three dots, as above. Yeah. They carry out a formal act of censure against him by rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots. By what has the appearance of rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots. By what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly, three dots. Not by rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots. Not by rule in a complete assembly. This is a case, monks, as above. I think the Miss Horner at the Polytech Society was also like, what am I even translating here? But I'll just cut out the parts that are repetitive. They carry out a formal act of censure against him by what has the appearance of rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots. By what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly, three dots. Not by rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots. Not by rule in a complete assembly. By rule in an incomplete assembly. See, some folks will try to guide you toward enlightenment with good ideas or psychologically, emotionally, mentally useful things. But here, we take the path of boredom by listening to me read this aloud. We will bore our way to enlightenment eventually. If it can be done, it will be done. Anyway, sorry. This is a case, monks, three dots, as above. They carry out a formal act of censure against him by what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly, three dots, not by rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots, not by rule in a complete assembly, three dots, by rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots, by what has the appearance of a rule in an incomplete assembly. This is a case, monks, where an ignorant, inexperienced monk, full of offenses, not rid of them, lives in company with householders, in unbecoming association with householders. It then occurs to monks, quote within quotes, this monk, your reverence, is ignorant, inexperienced, three dots. In unbecoming association with householders, come, let us carry out a formal act of guidance for him. Suddenly sounds like they're doing a kindness. End quote within quotes. And these carry out a formal act of guidance for him, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. He goes from that residence to another residence. Three dots. Not by rule, in a complete assembly. Three dots. By rule, in an incomplete assembly. Three dots. By what has the appearance of rule, in an incomplete assembly. Three dots. By what has the appearance of rule, in an incomplete assembly. In a complete assembly. The cycle should be worked out as it is below. Does that imply that it's going to come to some sort of resolution to all of these incomplete situations? I hope so. This is a case, monks, where a monk is one who brings families into disrepute and is of depraved conduct. It then occurs to monks, quote within quotes, this monk, your reverence, is, three dots, is of depraved conduct. Come, let us carry out a formal act of banishment against him. End quote within quotes. And they carry out a formal act of banishment against him, not by rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots, by what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly. The cycle should be worked out. I think the idea is that if a monk does something bad and then doesn't have like a fair trial or doesn't have a proper trial, then he just goes to another community. And then they have a trial and then it's also not done correctly, and then he just moves to another community, and it's sort of like the old Catholic priest thing, just moving around to different communities, right? I mean, it's a weird specific example, but it's the only one I could think of that it's not exactly the same, hopefully. I guess depraved conduct, it might be the same sometimes. You remember book one, weird stuff was happening. This is a case, monks, where a monk reviles, abuses householders. Then it occurs to monks, quote within quote, this monk, your reverences, reviles, abuses householders. Come, let us carry out a formal act of reconciliation for him. End quote within quotes. And they carry out a formal act of reconciliation for him, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. Three dots, as in six, whatever that means, two paragraphs ago. By what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly. The cycle should be worked out. This is a case, monks, where a monk, having fallen into an offense, does not want to see the offense. It then occurs to monks, quote within quotes, this monk, your reverences, having fallen into an offense, does not want to see the offense. Come, let us carry out a formal act of suspension against him for not seeing the offense. End quote within quotes. And they carry out a formal act of suspension against him for not seeing the offense, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. Three dots. By what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly. The cycle should be worked out. This is a case, monks, where a monk, having fallen into an offense, does not want to make amends for the offense. It then occurs to monks, quote within quotes, this monk, your reverences, having fallen into an offense, does not want to make amends for the offense. Come, let us carry out a formal act of suspension against him for not making amends for the offense. End quote within quotes. And they carry out a formal act of suspension against him for not making amends for the offense, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. Three dots. By what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly. The cycle should be worked out. This is a case, monks, where a monk does not want to give up a wrong view. It then occurs to monks, quote within quotes, this monk, your reverences, does not want to give up a wrong view. Come. Let us carry out a formal act of suspension against him for not giving up a wrong view, end quote within quotes. And they carry out a formal act of suspension against him for not giving up a wrong view, not by rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots. By what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly, the cycle should be worked out.
This is a case, monks, where a monk against whom a formal act of censure has been carried out by the order conducts himself properly, is subdued, mends his ways, and asks for the revocation of the formal act of censure. It then occurs to monks, quote within quotes, this monk, your reverences, against whom a formal act of censure was carried out by the order, is conducting himself properly, is subdued, is mending his ways. Come, let us revoke the formal act of censure against him, end quote within quotes, and they revoke the formal act of censure against him, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. He goes from that residence to another residence. It occurs to the monks there, quote within quote, a formal act of censure, your reverences, against this monk was revoked by an order, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly. Come, let us revoke the formal act of censure against him, end quote within quotes. And they revoke the formal act of censure against him, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly, three dots, by rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots, by what has the appearance of rule in an incomplete assembly, three dots, by what has the appearance of rule in a complete assembly. Should the cycle be worked out? He didn't say, but I assume. This is a case, monks, where a monk against whom a formal act of censure has been carried out by an order conducts himself properly, is subdued, mends his ways, and asks for the revocation of the formal act of censure. It occurs to monks, quote in quotes, this monk, your reverences, against whom a formal act of censure has been carried out by the order, conducts himself properly, three dots, asks for the revocation of the formal act of censure. Come, let us revoke the formal act of censure against him, end quote within quotes, and they revoke the formal act of censure against him, not by rule, in an incomplete assembly, three dots, as in 2 through 5, so several paragraphs ago, for 3 paragraphs, basically, by what has the appearance of rule in an incomplete assembly. This is a case, monks, where a monk for whom a formal act of guidance has been carried out by an order conducts himself properly, is subdued, mends his ways, and asks for the revocation of the formal act of guidance. As in 12 and 13, this is 14, so like the recent paragraph, kind of like that. This is a case, monks, where a monk against whom a formal act of banishment, three dots, a formal act of reconciliation, three dots, a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense, three dots, a formal act of suspension for not making amends for an offense, three dots, a formal act of suspension for not giving up a wrong view has been carried out by an order, three dots, the cycle should be worked out. Will they ever explain how to work it out? Tune in next time on Buddhist Books Part 294. And again, see the wheel is by the 3 and by the 4, both. So that means the very next episode of Buddhist Books Podcast is going to be the one where we hopefully finish this thought that we're in the middle of. Sometimes we finish a section conveniently at the end of an episode. Sometimes we don't. That's just how the cookie crumbles. How's everybody doing? Whoever's watching this, please feel free to comment below. Please feel free to like and subscribe. And I'm going to try to come out with these episodes more often. I'm going to try to turn over a new leaf. There have been too many large spaces of time in between episodes, so that at this rate, it's been 3 years and 5 months. I just did the math earlier today. It's been 3 years and 5 months since we began this book here. And we're almost done with this fourth book here. And then we have this fifth book and this sixth book, and then we're finished with the rules. So I'm going to try to be more motivated so that we can finish the rules eventually, so that before you and I are both old and gray, assuming that one of us isn't already, that's how time works, it's fine. You can pick up in your next life and just catch up, binge watch once you're of the age of reason, around 9, I guess. And what are we talking about? I don't know. Never mind. It's not important. The point is, I want to do more episodes so that we will one day actually get to the second basket, which is the teachings of Buddhism, or Buddhism, if I make some minimal attempt to pronounce it correctly. All right. Well, anyway, I hope that you enjoyed yourself, and we'll see you next time. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.